education actually happens, and giving people conditions where teachers can do their job, where principals can do their job, where parents can become involved. But it happens at both ends. So the book is really an appeal and, I hope, an empowerment to people in schools and communities to know that they can make a difference. And these are examples of people who are doing that.
Education scholar and activist Sir Ken Robinson talking with Amanda Honickfort. You can find more on our website at willnews.org. Morning Edition on WYLL.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Tyson Foods today says that its profit jumped a better than expected 46% in the first 3 months of the year, lifted by the company's prepared food segment. For its fiscal second quarter, Tyson reported a profit of $310 million, or 75 cents a share, up from $213 million, or 60 cents a share a year earlier. Prepared food sales more than doubled to $1.87 billion from $861 million a year earlier, as average prices surged 27%. Beef sales were up 8%, pork sales were down 19%, chicken sales were flat. McDonald's CEO Steve Easterbrook says that he's stripping away layers of bureaucracy so that the company can move faster to keep up with changing tastes in an effort to revive the sagging business. McDonald's is restructuring its units into four groups: the flagship U.S. market, international lead markets such as Australia and the United Kingdom, high growth markets such as China and Russia and the rest of the world. Easterbrook also repeatedly stressed that the company will focus more on listening to customers, simplifying restaurant operations, and improving perceptions of its food. The Dow Jones Industrial averaged 17,987, up 53 points. The NASDAQ, 4,480, up 12. The S&P 500, 2106, up 5.25 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. We have a band of showers and some thunderstorms moving across the region from Kansas all the way into Illinois and Indiana and up into Michigan. Most of the precipitation is highly erratic. There's some locations getting some moderate amounts, but most of the precipitation has been light. And really, this is the first precipitation we've seen in some parts of the central Midwest for a little while. It's been a good weekend of weather and for planting progress. Temperatures out there this morning are rather balmy, running in the 60s across a big part of the region. Some 50-degree readings occurring across some of the northwestern portions of the Corn Belt. As we go forward through these next couple of days, we're going to stay in a very warm weather mode across the majority of the Midwest. A lot of 70 and 80-degree temperature readings expected to occur across many areas, and that will just help to provide us with a good drying bias for lower parts of the Midwest and maybe a few other locations. But the Western Corn Belt is going to be moving into a period of
We just lost Drew Lerner off the air, and we'll go ahead and try to get him back. No, what we'll do is we'll just take a brief pause while we reset everything here. All right, let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat 491 and a quarter down 2. Soft May, 466 down 4. May corn, 358 and a quarter down 1 and a half. July, 361 and a quarter down 1 and 3 quarters. September, 367 and 3 quarters down 2. December, 378 and a quarter down 2. Go out to July of 16 at 403 and 3 quarters down 2 and a half. May soybeans, 976 and a half, up 8. July, 972, up 7 and 1 quarter. September, 954, up 7 and a quarter. November, at 946 and a half, is up 5 and 3 quarters. May soybean meal is 315.40, up 70. May soybean oil is 32.07, up 63 cents. June live cattle. Well, that market is not trading yet. It's a little bit early because it is on a Monday. So joining us now on the telephone to talk about all things markets is Aaron Curtis of MITCO, and he is in Bloomington Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. A little rain over your way this morning?
Yeah, we did get a little shower earlier this morning for about, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes, something like that.
Yeah, I think a half an inch or so here in Bloomington, which is probably pretty well received based on the amount of work that was done last week. Got a little rain on some of that freshly planted corn and soybeans, and you know, really a pretty decent situation here, at least weather-wise here in the short term. That continues to keep a lid on both corn and wheat here this morning, expecting corn planting progress to be in that 50%, maybe even closer to 55 here versus 19% a week ago. Still some rain in the Plains State continuing to help wheat here a little bit. And wouldn't be surprised if we didn't see wheat ratings inch up just a little bit here, although the last couple weeks we've expected that. They've stayed steady at that 42%. We'll see if we get a little help in the wheat ratings here, and that's kind of keeping the grains anyway a little on the defensive once again here this morning, Dave.
Now we're going to find out a lot more about Kansas's hard red winter wheat because that tour starts tomorrow.
Yeah, that tour this week here, so we'll get a little news out of that, see what they expect here as we move forward, at least from the quantity and maybe even some quality talk here as we move through. So see if that gets any impact on the wheat market moving forward. But right now, mostly trading weather here to start the week.
Is the market spreading corn soybeans today, do you think?
Yeah, I think we're continuing to see some of that. We've seen some of that over the last couple weeks, really, where we've seen some of that relationship change between corn and soybeans. Soybeans once again gaining on corn here this morning. A little talk of maybe some Asian demand here for soybeans. We do have some ongoing concerns about the wage strike in Argentina. Looks like they're going to have some conversations here early this week, so we'll see if anything gets settled there. So a couple little news stories offering a little support to soybeans here this morning, but we are seeing some unwinding of some spreads in the corn and soybeans, and that continues to offer a little support to the bean market.
When you looked at how futures traded last week, the flat price of futures, and how it's trading today, what are your technical thoughts?
Well, we're approaching oversold condition here on the corn. We'll see if this 360 area continues to hold us in the July corn, so we're due for a little bit of a bounce here, but you know, with the way the weather is shaping up and the planting progress, it's going to be a little tough to get much of a bounce here going. But if we can bounce out of this 360 area, you know, we could get a little bit of an oversold bounce here, but wouldn't expect much more than that at this point here, Dave, unless we have some new news shaping up here.
And new news might come in the form of all of those estimates later this week as we gear up for next week's WASDE report.
More private estimates coming out. May 12th is that report. Not expecting a whole lot of change on the old crop ending stocks, but it is our first look at 15-16.
Right.
Pull those acres from the March number and then throw a trend-adjusted yield in there, and would expect a little less ending stocks number than what we're currently working with. So we'll see if the market can get a little excitement out of that.
What else on the calendar or docket this week?
Well, we're still trying to finish up May futures here. Deliveries continue to be fairly light. No corn delivered. We saw one contract of soybeans. Continues to keep spreads somewhat firm here. Basis on the other side, Dave, also continues to be firm. Really just a function of just not much cash movement. Farmers still got quite a bit of corn, old crop, to move here, and we're just not seeing much incentive to move this from the producer. Just not much interest in these prices, obviously, so that continues to keep spreads somewhat firm and continues to keep basis pretty well supported here moving forward. So at some point here, the farmer's going to have to move some stuff. It's just a matter of when at this point.
And the nearbys go off the board when?
They go off on the 14th, so next week also.
Outside markets. And there we have now lost Aaron as well. All right, let's go ahead and look at some futures markets and see how they're trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 461 and a quarter down two. The July, 498 down two and a half. Soft May, 466 down four. July, 472 down two. May corn, 358 and a quarter down one and a half. July, 361 and a quarter down one and three quarters. September, 367 and a half down two and a quarter. And December at 378 is down two and one quarter as well. May soybeans, 976 and three quarters, up eight and a quarter. July, 971 and three quarters, up seven. August, 966 and a half, up seven and a half. November, 946 and a half, up five and three quarters. May soybean meal is 315.20, up 50 cents. May soybean oil is 32.09, up 65. In July, 32.24, up 66. Have you subscribed to our free Aggie newsletter yet? You can do so on our website at willag.org. That's willag.org. You can click on the subscribe link in the right navigation window. Get our weekly letter with technicals and fundamentals. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It is now 9:01 Central Time.